Hello and welcome to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. I am the group editor-in-chief here at TMC, and the date is April 18th, a Friday, a beautiful day in 2008. And today we're going to be speaking with Dan Hughes, who's with Broadlook, and I'm very excited to have a chance to speak with him. The company has got some innovative technology, which does some very interesting things. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rich.
So what's your current title at Broadlook now?
I'm one of the co-founders of the company.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I guess you're in a great position to tell us a lot about the company and the space you play in and how it's evolved over the years.
Yeah, I certainly will.
So talk to me. I'm really curious about some of the things that your company says in terms of customer relationship management and Salesforce automation and how the tools are only as good as the data that you put into them and keep into them. Tell me a little bit about that statement and how it relates to your company.
Sure. We're a company that's been around for 6 years now and have, over the course of those 6 years, have developed a suite of tools and technology that have helped sales, marketing, sales support people be able to research and harness the internet in real time to get information out of it. Related to that statement, we recognize that there are a lot of good CRM tools out there. Salesforce, SalesLogic, Infusion CRM, OnContact, open source tools like Sugar CRM, and companies and their sales team need to make those decisions as to which one best fit and support their sales process and workflow. But as importantly, is the process and the ability to get good data in there, company information, contact information, emails that you find, multiple points of contact, keep it updated, keep adding multiple points of contact in an efficient and productive manner. At the expense of kind of sounding rudimentary, we think that companies and sales make sizable investments in a CRM, and then they get mad and pissed off that it doesn't run effectively. It's like buying a nice car, not putting any gas in it, not updating it, the oil, and expecting it to run. So we view it, and that making that statement, that don't blame your CRM. The tools are as good as the data you put in, add in, and keep in, and that's where we come in. Broadlook provides those applications that power the sales and marketing groups and those professionals to efficiently and effectively get data from the internet in real time and move it into their Salesforce automation and their CRM tool.
So now I'm sure some people are thinking, okay, well, I already subscribed to an internet database and this is something I don't even need to know more about. Please illuminate us on how that may or may not differentiate itself, a database, from what you do.
Yeah, you know, the internet is full of excellent online database sources. You've got the Hoovers, you've got LexisNexis. They're all fine sources as long as people keep in mind that those are a small subset of all of the information that's out there. So just because you subscribe to a database online, that means it's their data. They're responsible for updating the data. But what about all of that information that's available to be in websites? I bet that just about every sales professional, every marketing professional at one point in time has gone to a company website with the objective of saying, I need more contact. I need an email. I need a phone number. I need to see the relationships. How about all those deep web sources like news groups and chat groups, blogs and press releases? The association list. Maybe they found somebody who's part of a grid directory of association and they want to target those people. Backlinks to associations and trade shows. There's this whole universe out there that expands well beyond what an online directory is, and we call that the internet. And Broadlook developed those applications that help find target companies, find contact and information from these sources. Otherwise, it's like going to, I always make this analogy when we do the demo. I said, the information on the internet is so expansive, so dynamic, happening every day, every minute on the update. It's like going out to the desert trying to dig for oil with a spoon. Unless you have some tools and some know-how on how to dig through that efficiently and effectively and get what you need, you could spend all day digging through the internet and trying to find what you need and not make a sales call. So we want to streamline that process, and we've done effectively of selling the tools and the process and the know-how to help get that information out and then populate it into your CRM.
So you're telling us here, Dan, that you've got some sort of technology or process or software that allows us to dig for oil more efficiently, something that's much better than a spoon, basically. And
absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Explain for me and the listeners what it is that technology encompasses and exactly how does it work. I mean, your statement makes a lot of sense. Obviously, there's no single database that can keep track of everything that happens on the internet, and I know that the databases that we have in our company, and we've had databases forever, and the one constant is that the database is as old as the last time you've touched it, right? So it gets older and older. So, and I don't know if everyone understands exactly how working with Broadlook can change that fact in their company or that reality in their company.
Yep. The Broadlook, over the course of its 6-year history, has continued to look at ways in which people are effectively trying to engage the internet as a data source. And over those 6 years, we've developed different applications that target different challenges. One challenge is, as I mentioned before, is websites. Websites is a wealth of information, tremendous amount of information, not only on people who work there, people who are featured on webinars, who might be their clients. There's so much information in there, yet to go through and comb and read page after page after link after HTML and PDF file is not an effective use of time. Maybe you subscribe and the team subscribes to an online directory or part of a society or part of an association. The time it takes to manually go through and cut and paste link after link and go drill down and try to find the company information, we have products that are specifically designed to tackle those different challenges. We have a product called Profiler that takes a unique website of a company and drills or what we call data mine in real time and pulls out and extracts and recognizes and identifies all those contacts, marries all the data together so you have down below a nice, clean, almost Excel-looking format of names, titles, emails, and phone numbers of what's available to be found from that website and those deep web sources. We have a product called Eclipse that captures those directories and extract the data that you find from behind those directories. We even have a product called Market Mapper, and this is one of the innovative ones that many marketing and sales organizations like, particularly those who specialize in target industry niche list. We call it Beyond the SIC Code List Generation. We all know what SIC codes are, but we also have to acknowledge that SIC codes or any sort of industry classification cannot keep up with the pace of how many new and innovative technology strategies, segments, sectors there are in the market space. Who would have ever thought that voice over IP software or social networking or blog space and all of that good stuff is out there? There's no SIC code for it. So how does someone find those specific niche companies? We have a tool called Market Mapper that helps them submit to the search engine's terms, filter based on how companies describe what they do, and brings it back so that they can have target list of companies and target list of websites that they want to go after.
So you mean to tell me now, and this is an interesting point that you're making, because the last time I spoke with you, social media, it's funny, social media really wasn't even talked about at all. And you
Correct.
Mentioned social media, so I'm curious, how does your technology deal with some of the social media sites that are out there? You know, name as many as you can name, whether or maybe the individual types of social media sites are immaterial. How does it work?
You know, it does. The individual sites are really immaterial because yet a social media is a source of which people will be actually going to or belonging to. So I, Dan Hughes, might be focused on our company website. I may be participating in many different social networks. I might be a member of this one as part of a sales and professional marketing association and this social network belonging here. There's so many of them being built. The major ones, whether it be a Jigsaw, a LinkedIn, a Spoke, all the way down to little micro social networking, people are present in all those sources, yet they're just a single source. They're a single component of the overall web. and tools like Broadlook Profiler and some of the other applications have the ability to be able to research out, and particularly if I use my dhughes@broadlook.com corporate email on all of my social networks, now I've got the ability to say, okay, where's Dan? Where are some of the people being out there? And so now there's an application that says, I can't keep up manually with where people are, but I now have tools that can do that. And what about the other side of it? It says, okay, I want to make sales call. I have a solution for social media companies. I have a solution for blogosphere companies. I've got a solution for voice over IP software integration companies. How do I find them all? That's where Market Mapper comes in. You can use what companies say they do on their website and what tools are being submitted to the search terms are being submitted to the search engine to build those target lists.
So I'm curious, once you have these targeted lists, and let's say you have them in the database, do you have to manually update those databases? Are there ways to continually sync it?
There are ways, because we can organize things in certain applications based on what we call plans or folders or groupings of companies, it gives you the ability to once a day, once a week, once a month, go back to that folder and say, go. Go research them again, go update them as of today, and identify which ones are new people, new contacts since the last time I searched.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. So I guess there's no way, though, to say that, okay, this person is no longer there. And that's something still needs to be done, I would think, manually, right, if someone leaves a company?
Yeah, that will have to be something I think most people would need done manually, because the example of this morning, there was somebody who asked me to do a research of a company in front of him in a web demo. I profiled him. He hasn't been there since 2002. But
right.
Somewhere in the archives and the depths of the PDF files on some sort of technical spec documents of that company, he was still the author. Okay.
Right.
It's ranked lower, but you can at least identify all the points of contact and then make that human decision about which ones are the right ones for you to engage.
Interesting. And I'm wondering, you know, there are social networking sites that actually people go to update their company. So I think, and I don't want to plug anyone in particular, but I just happen to know that LinkedIn is one of them. And I suppose that as time goes on, you'll be able to even tap in to see when somebody has left the company and even update databases saying, okay, it looks like so-and-so person is no longer at this company, they're on that company.
Excellent observation. We have one of our newest applications is called Diver. Whether we ever have any sort of relationship or acknowledgement or integration or review of LinkedIn will be something that will be on a strategic level between a Broadlook-like tool and any one of these social networking components. But a broader, since LinkedIn and other social networking sites or business networking sites, we'll call them, have been opening themselves up to be indexed by the search engines because they want to be able to have potential traffic driving, we have a tool called Diver. And Diver gives you the ability, the user, to be able to set in some search strings. So if you're fluent or know or have the knowledge to be able to type in site.jigsaw or site.spoke or site.myspace and say anybody with KPMG in their title or background or somewhere on their profile, it'll go review all that's been indexed by the search engine and pull all those people out. So you can isolate and see which ones have actually worked on a project for KPMG or was a software engineer, graphic designer.
It's amazing. So, I mean, you're really leveraging the power of the Internet without having to manually do the work, like probably what most people do today.
Absolutely. Excellently put. That's one of our key phrases is how to leverage the Internet, giving people the tools and the know-how to drill through and find the type of information that gives them the sales, marketing, business intelligence they need to have in order to actually effectively use the tool.
So I'm sure some of the listeners are wondering just what kind of computing power and how many Cray computers they're going to need to be able to scour the Internet. Do people need data centers the size of Google and Yahoo to be able to pull this off?
Excellent question. Absolutely not. I have all my applications running from my laptop. These are tightly architected applications, and it is not an ASP. It's not something that you log into and there's a big data center that's out there crunching. It's more about picking the target, pulling back the bow, and letting it fly, and knowing where you want to shoot. It's about picking the 5 companies or the 20 companies or the 100 companies you want to research for next week and going out and doing it that time. It's not about a continual process of just spider, spider, spider for no particular reason. We'll let the big search giants do that. We'll give people the tools to be able to say, I got you. I know what company I'm going to call on tomorrow or today, and I want to research now. Or I know the niche of list of companies I want to build, and I want to find the 330 best SAP resellers.
Now, do you have the ability to just turn on a tool that just continues and does scour slowly but surely, depending on your internet and processing speed, or how does that work?
Well, you can to the extent it's not part of the continuum of processes, but yes, there are ability for each of the applications to have some quantity metrics. So if somebody wants a profiler that has, which is one of our applications, that has the ability to run through 1,000 companies in a day, you can put in a plan of 1,000 companies in their unique website and then just hit go, lead the computer, and let it just go do its digging. One company at a time, digging through the sites, looking for the best of contacts, and pulling that information back. So yes, you can put some processes in place to load the software and let it go execute and do its job if that's the way you want to use it.
That's great. So you've made a lot of, just a lot of achievements over the years, and I've noticed that your company is now a developer of great software for things like research on the Internet, and I've learned that you've been getting more into the professional services market, and you have an internal code name, I believe, for something called the Ellis Project, and I'm dying to know how this works with the CRM databases that many companies have and how this might be able to help them.
Yeah, very much so. We believe that this is something that every company with an investment in CRM needs. They really do. The Ellis Project as a name was Donato DiOrio, Broadlook's principal founder and CEO, came up with it. He's a history buff and came up with the name for this Broadlook service called the Ellis Project, basically from the sign that sits at the Ellis Island that says, bring us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. And only now we review this as to the data in your CRM. So with our technology, that some of the things I've outlined and described, plus the best practices of things that we've learned over and developed over the years on how to use this and leverage the Internet as this great source of contact and company information, we're helping companies today who have a CRM that is populated with things like a company name and no website, or maybe one or two contacts, and they don't know how long they've been in there and when's the last time it's been updated, or there's no clear definition of what the company does. We've been able to take them through the Ellis Project, taking that data and matching company names with things like their URL, taking those URLs or their websites and being able to reach back deep into the website and finding multiple points of contact, being able to populate note fields with description of what the company does. All of these things that make the CRM more rich, more live, and more capable of supporting the sales group. We have examples of projects that we've done where people have brought us 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 companies and say, this is all I have, this is it. And we take it and say, okay, we'll take the company names. Some might have a website, some may not. It's all based on how well marketing or how well sales over the past year, 2, 3, 5 years have updated that information. We'll take it and we'll go out and we'll find and grind through and find if a company has an existing website. If they do, we match it. And then we can take that existing website, we can push out and we can find multiple points of contact. We had one and where somebody gave us, I think, an average of 1.5 contacts per company record, and we delivered back nearly 13, an average of nearly 13 additional contact points, their emails, their phone numbers per company record. We also were able to upload and populate things that might have had the self-descriptive language of what the company does, so they could populate it up into the note field. And that's a very, very, very important component. And so that was an example of how the Ellis Project has actually been deployed for some of our clients' base. But to me, for anybody who, as we talked about in the beginning, who's made that investment in the CRM and sitting there and saying, it's not working, it's not giving me the stuff that I need, it's like, okay, maybe it's not the, don't blame it on the CRM, let's talk about the data, let's talk about enriching the information in there that can help marketing be more efficient and effective in targeting in their marketing campaigns, that can make sales more efficient, effective, and comprehensive in their sales calls efforts, and that's what we do.
Well, that's great. So it sounds to me like really CRM systems are like ice cream cones, and without product, they really don't have the ice cream to go with the ice cream cone. So
that's an excellent analogy.
So very interesting, really. What about companies that are looking to implement CRM for the first time, or someone who's migrating CRM systems? Let's say they have Salesforce and they're going to Oracle or vice versa.
Yeah, we have many of the same pieces of the technology and the processes we've learned over time on how to help extract data, transport data out of an existing format or file format. We can use a combination of tools, because otherwise, if you're not careful, if you're making a transition or you're implementing CRMs for the first time, somebody may have to sit there and one at a time, company record out, move it over in, company record out, move it over in. And so we have the processes, the tools, the know-how that we've learned over time to be able to help people efficiently say, here's the data in this format, let's go ahead and extract it as comprehensive as you can, let's move it over into a new platform that we're going to become our CRM or Salesforce automation tool. And the same principle is when somebody is maybe using things like an Outlook file in an Excel spreadsheet and not really has implemented an effective CRM solution yet, they still have data about the company, what it is that they have, what kind of sales calls that they've made, maybe notes in this certain field that they need to have help in being able to manage, match, and export the information so they can get off to a good start and running.
So you touched on Excel spreadsheets, and you got me thinking, what about a company that's got an esoteric CRM solution? And in fact, what CRM solutions do you support, and do you need to specifically know what CRM system a company has before you can be effective?
We'd like to know, obviously, before we go into, but as far as the ones in which the data that our tools can actually bring in from a profiler researching a website or Eclipse capturing a directory, we also have right now integrations into many of the top CRMs available. So anybody who can take in an Excel spreadsheet or a CSV file, we have direct integrations into Salesforce, OnContact, Sugar CRM, Act, Goldmine. And so if someone has something in the parameters of what we've already built integrations in, great. If someone wants us to say, we've got a custom in-house developed one, can you help us data map so that company name falls in the company field, first name, last name, phone numbers, maybe the source of where you found it, we want to track the source. Can we put that in to a certain place in the CRM? We can absolutely help them customize that mapping process so it makes that, streamlines that process of moving data in and moving it over to their source.
So what's the downside to all this? Is there a downside to using this sort of technology?
You know, I think for us, and the way I view it, is that as you've seen us over the last 6 years kind of get ahead of the wave like a surfer, and the wave is starting to come up and we're getting a chance to ride very effectively, because we've seen that the information disparity that the internet is going to provide is not slowing down. It's going to always, people are becoming experts at branding themselves, and now people have personal websites on top of their presence in a corporate website and their personal blog, and they belong to social networks, as we were outlining. So there's more and more and more data being out there, and it's all public available data. It's all out there. It's just that the process of bringing all that information together so it can be digestible and taking internet data and making it comprehensive information and intelligence so that you can be effective in your marketing campaigns and your sales efforts, it's just multiplying. So we're continuing to fine-tune the tools we have, look for areas in which we can improve, and listen to what our customers say, and design tools that with our technology, core technology, that answer those solutions. And so as much as there's information out there and it continues to explode, the good news is that BroadLook is a tool. And it's not, like we said, it's not a database. It is a tool that helps you go out and effectively do it. So in our estimation, there is no downside to it, because I think, here's where I think the downside will be, is that people continue to try to struggle to do things the manual way. Because unless they start learning how to use these tools, become fluent and effective in leveraging the internet, they're going to be left behind. Because the time it takes for someone, competitor A against competitor B, one person's got good processes in place, knows how to take advantage of the information on the internet, is going to be exponentially more effective than someone who's trying to go through the sites and do all this stuff manually.
So this is, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be very happy with that they're listening to this podcast, because they're gonna be able to leverage this technology to save themselves a lot of time, effort, and energy. And it's just, to me, it seems that it's essential to have tools like this, because as the internet gets to be, like you said, broader and broader in terms of its just the amount of data that's on it, being able to ferret out what you need and putting it into a database effectively is an important job. So question I have is, and I would imagine your customers are asking you to do lots of interesting things. What are some of the things that we'll be seeing your company do in the future? I mean, what are the next things that'll be very exciting that we should keep an eye on?
You know, there's a couple things. One is that we're continuing to reach out, work with the partners that we have in the SFA and the CRM space, and we continue to look for those who continue to emerge. And one of the things I think is a big trend is that a lot of these companies who were trying to differentiate themselves based on how they architected the CRM or how they architected the workflow is recognizing that there's not a whole lot of differentiator between them. The partnering and the investment with a partnership in BroadLook and coupling it in as a complete total solution, we're seeing that now the CRM tools that are working with us are being able to go to their client base with a more effective solution that says, hey, we're working and partnering with BroadLook, who can be the tool of choice, whether it's a tool they invest in or whether they work with us in an LS project mode, that can go out and do the information of gathering the data on the web, populating into the CRM, and then we can help you manage the best practices on how to use that CRM to effectively do what they do. So we're continuing to develop those partnerships. We've been excited by the number of CRM vendors and the SFA vendors who are reaching out to us to say, we want to partner with you so we can offer a complete and differentiated solution to our client base. And as we had mentioned, that we continually listen and work with our clients to have them share with us about the type of things that they run into challenges when they are looking at the internet, and what are the things that they would like to be able to see our tools do for them. And so with our underlying technology and our great technology team, we're able to respond to those requests, develop solutions like our latest product, Diver, quickly and effectively, and be able to start releasing them to the marketplace. So we like where we're positioned. We like the value proposition that we can do with our partners out there in the marketplace, and we'll continue to do what we're doing.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work. You've been listening to a podcast with Dan Hughes, who's the co-founder of BroadLook Technologies. My name is Rich Tarani. This has been a TMCNet podcast. The date today is Friday, the 18th of April of 2008. And Dan, thank you so much for your time. This has been it's been a lot of fun, and I certainly learned a great deal, and much appreciated.
Very much. I appreciate you having me. Thanks, Rich.